B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go to your phone, 617-779-0985. We also have something on Mike Tomlin coming up in just a moment. Lee in Quincy's on the line. Lee, as you may or may not know, had COVID-19 and got some really good news over the weekend, right?
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah, so we've all been officially cleared by the Department of Public Health and no longer have coronavirus.
Well, you sound much better today than you had been sounding.
Yeah, I feel better. It's going to take me a while. I'm still congested, and it's definitely going to take me a while to get my lungs back to normal. Like, I get winded a little bit, and they just kind of ache. It's hard to explain, like, between my shoulder blades. My lungs actually, burn a little bit still, and they ache. So I think there's probably just some, residual stuff going on, and I get these heart flutters now, so I don't know if that's something that'll go away or if I have to see my doctor about that. So I'm grateful we're all past it, and the six of us here had it. So
wow.
Yeah, and so we're Lee, all
uh-huh. let me ask you, because Marcus Smart said something similar, that he'd been cleared by the Mass Department of Public Health. Mm-hmm. What did that entail? Was there another test, or did they just say that a certain amount of time had passed?
So based on your onset of symptoms and the test, you have to be symptom-free or no additional symptoms for at least a week. And you have to be fever-free for 72 hours without any assisted medication. So without Tylenol and bringing it down. So you have to be completely without a fever for 72 hours and at least a week away from your onset of symptoms, which I didn't really quite understand because I thought it was 14 days. But I didn't get cleared until none of us here got cleared until 14 days. And I think that was just because by the time DPH called me, I was already a week into it. So,
how many times were you at the doctors in total?
I didn't go once. They wouldn't see me. Yeah.
So now that you've been cleared, and I'm sure there are many other people in your position, they've given you the clear, you can now, if you need to go to the grocery store, you can go, right?
Uh-huh. I went to the market yesterday.
But now it's you've had it. You're not going to get it again. You can now go wild.
Yeah, I got buddies. I got buddies saying, give it to me now. Let's kick its ass for 10 days because I don't want to live like this anymore because I just want to go out and do my thing.
Well, it's just they're learning so much about it. Originally, when I was sick, I knew that it was going to come, the test was going to be positive. I had never felt like that in my life. I'm at that point, I was so sick that I wanted almost it to be positive because I was I can't, what if this isn't it? And then I got to worry about getting that on top of being sick right now with something else. So there was that moment. But then when it got worse, I was I don't want this. I don't want it. So I think that, people say that I just want to get it and get it over with. But if you get it with any severity at all, it's not fun. I think it's just the scary part is you don't know what turn it's going to take. And that has been always the hardest part. That was the hardest part because you didn't know if you were going to wake up and be struggling to breathe or if you were just going to wake up fine. So I think that was it. But yeah, no one has told me. They told me I could leave the house and that we were no longer on quarantine, but no one said, no one has told me, you can't get it again or you're immune now. And I know that they talk about it, Fauci talks about it, and he's but according to him, it's quote, I bet my life that you're immune. But I don't think that has been proven yet. And I haven't had an antibody test. I really want to have one of those when those are widely available. I think they're going to give them to first responders first to make sure to see who's been exposed and who hasn't. but that will show if I have antibodies in my system that would prevent me from getting it again. So yeah, it's like people are like, oh, it must be great. You can go anywhere. I'm like, I'm still scared. Like, I don't want this again. You know, like, I don't want it. I don't.
Right.
Until someone tells me 100%, like, no, you can't get it again. I'm not messing around. I'm not going anywhere anyway. I mean, there's nothing. There's what to do. I mean, but it was nice to go to the supermarket yesterday. Huh. I will say that.
What do you? Wait, yeah. Quick question. Last one for what, do you mm-hmm. have any inkling like to where you got it or when you think you contracted it?
So you never really know, I guess. But if I had to guess, which pretty sure. So I drove to New York City on the 16th of March. My father and I did to get my son out of there.
Gotcha.
So I got him. We got him in the car. We didn't stay. I ran up to his apartment, got his, all his stuff was in trash bags, threw it in the car. My dad never got out of the car. And we just turned around and just left the city. We were in and out in like 15 minutes. So that was the 16th. And then my dad and I both started feeling sick on the 19th. We were the first ones to get sick. And then kind of everyone just kind of pegged off one after the other, except for my son, John, who was in New York. He was the only one. He lost his sense of smell and his sense of taste, but he was the only one that didn't get sick. So I have a feeling that we picked it up. I think he was carrying it. I mean, he takes the subway every day in New York City. And,
oh my God.
So I think that, if I had to guess, it was probably, I don't know if he particularly was carrying it, if it was something in one of his bags, or if it was when I got it when I went to the apartment building and you had to walk up four floors. And
right,
you know,
could have touched a railing. You could have touched a doorknob.
Exactly.
You could have touched anything.
The door. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Did you get your sense of smell back yet? Has that come back?
It's coming back. Yeah, that's coming back. It came back. I got it back, and it's not like super sharp, and my taste isn't really strong yet either. Things kind of taste a little bland. So, like I've been eating a lot of like tomato sauce and stuff like that, so like, 'cause I can taste it more. But it is coming back, and everybody else said the same thing here that their sense of smell is coming back. So like my 9-year-old, my 9-year-old has autism, so high functioning autism, but sometimes it is hard for him to communicate, you know, certain things. So, you know, when I'd ask him if he was feeling okay, you know, yeah, I'm fine. He just doesn't want to be sick. So he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. So, you know, he had a fever, but I knew that he lost his sense of taste. 'Cause when I'd make him stuff, he's like, it tastes funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like he would always be like, it doesn't taste right. I want something else. And I'm like, no, I'd make him something, and he's like, this doesn't taste right. It doesn't taste good, or this is bad. And so I knew his was gone too. And he lost a few pounds, actually. So I was like forcing myself to eat. I ate a whole pizza one night. I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and eat it until it's gone, because I was just forcing myself to eat, because you hear these people that you're not hungry at all. But then you hear these people that lose like 20 pounds, and then they're weak, and they're, you know, they can't do anything. So I like forced myself to eat to make sure, and drink water. I drink a gallon of water a day just to make sure I stayed hydrated and stuff. But yeah, it's been, I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful. I can't even explain to you how grateful I am that not just me, but like my family, my entire family, like, you know, like I'm an only child. That's it. Everything I had, my whole family's in this house. And everybody got it. And I'm so grateful that, you know, we made it through this, because you read of these stories of people just, you know, they're not making it. So I will pay it forward in some fashion. I just don't know how yet. I got to figure that out. I don't know what that looks like. But I'd love to donate my blood. Like, I'd love to give plasma. I would love to do that. Like, if there's some kind of program that they get going. And, I mean,
there's a lot of people right now
that.
Taking the Patriots, I think, over the weekend had a blood donation truck set up here at Gillette, because they're running low on blood. People are.
Well, I think what Lee's talking about is the research,
exactly.
On plasma.
Oh, okay,
exactly.
I got you. Yeah.
The convalescent plasma that they're using, people's plasma who have had it, because they have antibodies in it. And it is, they're using people to treat it, to fight it, because the antibodies, you know, antibodies are the proteins that you produce that fight against a specific virus. So I have built these proteins, hopefully in my body, that recognize this virus and would fight it. So they're injecting that into people's plasma. They, you know, they spin it down, remove the plasma, and they're injecting it into people who have it very seriously to actually give them the antibodies to help fight it. So
you may have to wait until that pizza works its way out of your system, though. They don't want, you know, blood that's going to coagulate with, you know, flecks of mozzarella cheese in it, Lee.
I was like, I ate more pasta this week than the last 2 weeks than I could explain. But yeah, no, I'm super grateful, and everyone's been wonderful. I mean, people have just come out of the woodwork, and people don't, I mean, again, like, Twitter's a weird thing, but like, the people that messaged me and, you know, complete strangers and praying for me and praying for my family, and that, I don't take that stuff lightly. I mean, I really appreciate all of it. And, you know, I know everyone's scared. So for someone to take time out and, you know, reach out to me and say that they're thinking of me and my family, that meant a lot. So yeah, I mean, I'm just going to move forward. I'm still not going anywhere. I mean, no one's going anywhere, but it feels nice to be able to actually, you know, be able to do something if I want to go to the market or just to kind of go for a walk around the block. So I think I messaged you the other day, Beto. I'm like, I think this is what prisoners must feel like when they first get released from prison. Like, I don't know. You're like, oh, I'm like Belle from like Beauty and the Beast, like walking around the village, like welcoming everyone. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Bet you
but it's nice to,
You go to the supermarket and it looks like the zombie apocalypse, and you have Lee dancing through the aisles. People are like, what the
everyone's
hell is
so
with this
like,
woman?
Everyone's so depressed. I'm like so excited. I'm like, oh, singing, running through the aisles. No. Everyone, I think just, you know, everyone's, I'm glad to hear that the Northeast is, I heard you read the stat that they're doing a good job in terms of social distancing. And I think about that, and I think about, you know, it makes me think about when the marathon bombing, you know, like when the whole city shut down, everybody shut down to find two people, you know, and we're capable of doing it. And I think we're doing a good job of it right now. I think there's some people need to do a better job. Yes, the younger people, of course. But, you know, I think overall people are doing a pretty good job of it and trying to be as creative as they can. Like my son's grandparents came to visit and they drove up on the street and, you know, John stayed on the lawn and they were in the street. But people, you know, a couple people have done that, have come by to say hello and we just say hi from the front porch. So I think, you know, people can be creative with it and still do the right thing and stay, you know, stay socially distant from one another.
Lee, I know you had a football take too. You want to drop that?
No, I am. Yeah, I have no problem whatsoever with 5 days of football. I don't know who's going to have a problem with that. I get it. The product probably isn't as great, but nothing is great right now. I watch so much HGTV and Bravo, like 5 nights of football. Even if you don't want to watch it, but having the option to watch it is quite appealing to me. And
except
I have no,
if other things are back, and that's my, you know.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will. I think I never thought the basketball thing was going to happen because I'm like, even if they're like, they're all talking about this, like, you know, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the country where people are distant from one another anyway, like having these, you know, this almost like Olympic Village kind of thing where no one goes anywhere. They're all, what governor is going to be like, yeah, no problem, bring it on. Oh, we don't have an outbreak here. Yeah, oh, you want to come here because we don't have an outbreak? Sure, bring all your people. Bring your tens of thousands of people here to our state. That's not going to happen. And I think baseball is going to have the same problem. I think they're, because it's all about going to different, traveling around. I think they're going to have a problem with the timing of it. I think by the time football comes out, there might be games with people, not no people in the stands, but I think at that point people are going to be super desperate. I don't know how baseball is going to figure it out. I really don't.
All right, Lee, appreciate the call. Glad to hear you're doing
well.
I
have one more thing for Zoe.
What?
If you have to sneeze, next time you have to sneeze, say watermelon right before you sneeze.
I like watermelon.
I'm telling you right now. All right?
Watermelon.
You're welcome. All right,
Lee. So slap myself, put my 2 fingers in my mouth, and say watermelon. Thanks.
And then slap your thigh.
Watermelon. And slap. Finger in the mouth. Watermelon. Got it.
All of that as fast as you can. 617-779-0985. More of your calls are on the way, and also what Mike Tomlin and his family are doing to help during the pandemic. That's next.
Okay.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five is the telephone number. Open lines for you. Mike Tomlin's household is contributing to the pandemic relief efforts. His wife is sewing masks for first responders, for doctors, for nurses, for everyone working in hospitals. And according to the story that is out about this, his wife is cranking out 500 masks a day.
Huh.
According to a story on ESPN, it says when the COVID-19 pandemic halted plans.
I thought that was per week, Beetle.
Oh, I thought it was per day. Oh, my apology.
Okay.
My apologies.
Jesus.
It's per week. It says that Kia Thompson, Tomlin, that is, decided to do something else with her sewing machine. She's the wife of Steelers coach Mike Tomlin and a clothing designer in Pittsburgh, and opted to pass the time during their shelter in place by making cloth masks to donate to local hospitals. What started as a side project is now a full-blown operation. Her and four team members that are currently working to churn out at least 500 masks a week. That's still a lot. Sorry. 500 a day would have been insane. 500 a week is still a lot. That's still over a, you know, assuming they're working like 5 or 6 days, that's a boatload of masks that they're cranking out of that house right now.
That feels like they could do more. No.
Which begs the question, are we still allowed to make fun of people in sports that are doing nice things during this crisis?
So if I go make a donation to one of these sites or people, then I get you guys off my ass?
What do you
like
think?
Jim Irsay is donating 10,000 masks to, I think it was a hospital that was in Indianapolis.
He still probably travels with money and pills in his car. So what the hell's the difference?
He's actually giving it to the Indiana State Department of Health. He found them 10,000 N95 masks, and he is handing those over to the State Department of Health to distribute to who needs them the most. That's a really nice thing and really good thing that he did. I'm not going to stop making fun of that guy.
No.
It's exciting.
We have found and propagated 3,600 terrible towels that we have now sequestered into our basement, which my wife has graciously severed some of those fabrics to fornicate the production of masks to help the Steeler fans in this area.
Yeah. Quite frankly, she finds this type of manual labor to be beneath her, but she is doing it anyway for the greater good. And to help with the PR aspect of my team, this league, and the Tomlin family name in general. Thank you.
And we love Tomlin.
You know how detailed he would be. You know,
yeah, we love
he
Tomlin.
Just shares I mean, he way too much us, information.
He provides us content. I play with his brother at Maryland, and we have fun with this guy. I think he should have been coach, one of the coaches. He should have been up for coach of the year, which he was. And the way they lost Ben and how he turned that team around. But, yeah, we love Tomlin, but we have a good time with him. He gives us content.
She tells me the most difficult aspect is actually the threading of the needle. Other machines have a self-threading needle mechanism that we are waiting on at this time. But until that occurs, this is a difficult process.
He'd like then go on to name every possible position in the hospital that
sure.
could be the recipient of a mask, you know?
Yep. Like, there are positions being created we haven't even know about yet, but we have reserved some of those masks for those people at the appropriate time.
She has suffered multiple injuries throughout the sewing of these masks, including needle nicks to her fingertips and the palms of her hands. She has
There's
used multiple band-aids to keep from blood spots from splattering across our upholstery and the clothing that she is wearing while she is sewing.
I want him to give a press conference on this so badly. Like, just to give us all the details of the mask sewing and distribution and all of it.
Like that. And we'll get that.
I want all of that from Mike Tomlin. So we can still make fun of him.
Brady donating 10 million mils that he through in conjunction with Wills Up and what is it? The Feed the Nation, I think, is the name of the. What the hell's the name of the charity? I had it here. But Brady's all over that. So
let's go to Bob, who's in Stoneham on the Patriots. Hey, Bob.
Hi. How you doing?
Bob.
Good.
Questions that I want your opinion on. Sure. The first was, with the Patriots not having a second-round draft pick, Chicago has two. I believe it's 40 and 53. How would a trade work, or could it work? Patriots first, and potentially a third or fourth for the two second-round picks of Chicago. Along with that, I noticed in the past, every time the Patriots have had a big downhill running back, Brown, Corey Dillon, Smith,
yes.
They've done very well with that. And there's only one available, and he's the local kid, the BC, Dillon. He's almost 250, good speed, strong runner, played a lot with a bad ankle this year. What do you think of the potential of trying to get a back like that in the draft?
Well, I think he's a good back. Man, I love your dulcet tones?
Very calming demeanor.
Very PBS-like.
Everyone's blood pressure
dropped a few points.
Wow.
I felt like I was watching the program Nova.
Like I was petting a dog while he was talking. Like,
oh. Forget service animals. Just get him on the line.
Yeah.
Bob Stoneham.
250-pounder.
All right, his point, though. Big downhill running backs.
As long as you're playing with a fullback, it's not going to matter. If your
the game has
healthy,
changed a little bit.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, Chris. Look at what Derek. Let's say Chris Henry. Yeah, Chris Henry, right? Derek Henry. You got me so screwed up on a name, Beetle, because you botched it. You botched it. Yeah, like last time we talked about Henry getting franchise tag. You called him Chris Henry too, I think.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, you did. Don't forget that stuff.
Yeah, you just forget the name. Derrick Henry is his name. Derrick Henry, I love Derrick Henry. I love that style of back. Do you need that style of back to win? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that's true. But if you're asking about A.J. Dillon, I like A.J. Dillon.
He's a good back. And considering how banged up he was, the production you got from him, and what was really a one-dimensional offense, they couldn't throw the freaking ball. They blow. I'd go after Burton's kid. He's in the transfer portal. Get Austin Burton here. You originally recruited him. I think he committed to BC, got out of there, transferred down south, and then went to UCLA. But now he's looking to get out of there. So I'd go after him and try throwing the damn football. He's a big back. I like him. I mean, but you got backs. You got three backs. You got Sony Michelle. You got Rex Burkhead. You got James White. Your boy Brandon Bolden's still here, Beetle. So.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Put those guys on fullbacks and tight ends, and it'll be all right.
Let's get to Hardy's headlines. We'll be back. We got more of your calls coming up. Open phone line, 617-779-0985 is the telephone number.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The telephone number. You want to jump on board, do it now. We haven't had time to read it, but Tom Brady has a story up on the Players Tribune, which is the story is obviously presented by Under Armour.
Always in conjunction with, right?
Yeah. He's always got something to sponsor everything it is that he's doing, but it's a long story that he just put up, probably about some of the things in New England. I'm not excited to read it because I think it'll be fluff and it will be nonsense. But I'm going to read it. And if there's anything interesting in there, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Hang on. Are you more excited to read that, or are you more excited to hear him on Howard Stern?
More excited to hear him on Stern because he'll be pushed there. He may not answer, but at least someone might push for an answer.
Yeah, Howard's not going to just take it for half an hour. There's
no way. First of all, Howard's got the reputation of being a tough interviewer, and I don't know how necessarily true that is. Like that I don't think he's rude to his guests. I don't think he makes them uncomfortable. You know,
right? I think tough is the wrong word. I think he is accurately portrayed as a guy who gets more out of his interview subjects than most people do, and the reasons for that are many. But the issue is going to be if he's not in studio with him. There's going to be an element missing to that interview. I still expect to get more out of Tom Brady on Wednesday than we have maybe ever before. If for no other reason, they're going to have time. You're just going to have so much time where what other guest or what other topic is Howard going to have that day? And that's the other thing. Like the subjects when they go on Howard Stern, they almost without question, without exception, just give as much time as they want, as much time as they need. Yeah, I'll sit here forever.
What the hell's going on Simulcast? What the hell is
this? Well, so because of the multiple broadcast locations, they had to cut me loose in order to make room for Felger or Maz or somebody. So there is an avatar up of me now on the NBC Sports Boston Simulcast.
That doesn't look like you.
Well, no, I thought that was like supposed to be Brady or something.
I love that's a Michigan jersey too. That's great.
Okay, yeah,
even though that's a bad mistake for Hardy because
Josh has already apologized for it. They're going to fix it for tomorrow.
That's horrible.
Maybe get.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
Maybe put the actual jersey. Put the Magic Johnson jersey in there.
Why don't they have me draw him?
Or a Michigan State football jersey with one of the great Michigan State football players like Blake Ezor. Or maybe
what does mine have? What was I saw a UMass sticker on a laptop. There it is. Sports.
Is that a picture of Zoe on Hardy's shelf? By the way,
I think that is a picture of Zoe on my shelf. I would like that removed
like that.
For tomorrow, also, please, Josh. I don't have any photos of Zoe in my house.
What are you in a boat? Like your window? Is that a boat window? It's round? Or is that a wave outside? Is there a wave out there?
It appears there is a portal in my office.
You have a portal, and there's a massive tsunami that is about ready to hit the side of your house. Who comes up with this?
I don't know.
It's great.
It's creepy.
It's fun.
There's also a sticker on my laptop of the of the Detroit Shock.
Nice. Very nice.
So strange. Yes, the people. WNBA team in Detroit. Yes,
that's a good one.
I like that.
They got nothing else better to do. Huh?
Oh, Beatles got a picture of Zoe on his too, and Zoe has a picture of Zoe. I like it.
And Zoe has a picture of Zoe. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. What were we talking about before that?
Tom Brady
on the trip. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, but Howard's going to get a lot out of him. It'd be better if he were going to be in studio, and I haven't heard definitively that he's not going to be. But since Howard's not, hasn't been in his own studio.
I don't think it'll be.
I don't think they're going to be in the same location. That's number one.
And I heard some of Belichick replayed yesterday on Arcan was talking about it from 05 when Belichick called into Howard. Howard's breaking his balls about, yeah, Bill, why don't you come in the city? I'll take you to scores. Yeah, I'm going to go, I'll have to take you up on that, Howard. All right. Good stuff.
I don't – when did Belichick –
Belichick
was
went on Howard Stern in
2005, but it was a phone call, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't in
called
person.
In. And Howard and Robin were asking if he had made love to his wife the night of the Super Bowl after they won. He's like, no. Yeah, partying. Good time. It was an odd interview, to say the least. Yeah. I think Brady will give it back to him a little bit.
So. All right, listen. All right, they're giving me the heave-ho on you. I got about 50,000 questions, but all right. Another time, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, Howard, it's a big thrill to be on with you. I'm a big fan of the show, and I've really followed you for years. It's a thrill to be on. And
thank you. I heard a rumor that you were a fan, and it's good.
No,
that
it's more than a rumor. Gary knows.
Yeah, I know. I'm really great. I want you to send me your Super Bowl ring if I'm really that important.
Okay.
I've never received one. I think that would be the appropriate thing to do at this point.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, congratulations. This is a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
I mean, how many guys could say they did this three times?
Three times in 4 years.
Only three other guys, yeah, actually. Right.
And tell your wife, you know, hey, she wants to hold on to you. I think making love would have been appropriate last night.
Yeah, okay. Bill's got to go. He's got 9 months to figure out how to beat the Jets.
All right, Bill, congratulations, and thanks for calling in.
All right, Howard, great to talk to you. Gary, Robin, thank you.
That was the day after they won the Super Bowl against the Eagles.
Gary the Choke Man? Wow, that shit was good.
Yeah, so... Bill Belichick, Stern fan, as is Brady, by the way.
Jonathan someone said, too, big.
Yeah, Tom Brady is a fan of Stern, which is how this happened. So Brady's a listener and likes Stern, which might be a big part of why this happened. I've also heard
Brady's
people
doing
theorize.
It to troll Belichick. Ooh.
What's that?
Brady's doing it to troll Belichick since Belichick's a big fan of Stern. Let me go on Stern for 20
years. Well, no, that's an interesting question. So will Bill Belichick listen to the interview with Brady?
Absolutely. They listen to everything.
If he's a fan of the show.
Sure.
He's going to go drive around his neighborhood in the car listening to Brady.
Yeah, I'm going to change the tire.
I'm going to put some air in the tires. I'll be back.
Hey, it's interesting. We'll take this content this week. It's going to be good. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, but to that point, though, a lot of people, he won't let him get away with a non-answer. Like, he might try and poke and prod you a little bit to get a better answer, but
we'll get the uncomfortable Brady laugh.
He doesn't call you out, though. That's not his game. Like, no. It's about time. It's about making the guest feel, comfortable, and that changes. The dynamic changes when you're not in that same place and you're not stuck in the studio there knowing that it's going to take an hour. So... I don't know. I think that we'll see. We'll see what it yields. We'll see what this story says, but I'm guessing it's heavily edited and it's a lot of fluff. I'm not expecting much out of this story today on the Players Tribune with Brady, because that's usually a PR piece. That's not the truth. 617-779-0985. We got the takeaways coming up. We'll do that next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Doing the worldwide virtual program right now, right there from your laptops, your iPads, your smartphones, you name it. Right now, set up your free consultation. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com. They coach you up right there at home, just like we're doing it from work. All right, let's get to the takeaways. What do we got today?
Yeah, well, you've heard about Joe Buck asking for material to do play-by-play of during this time off. Have you seen this?
Has anybody challenged him to anything yet? You know, I'm starting to get annoyed with the challenge things, the picture challenges. Go ahead.
Okay. Joe Buck obviously asked for people to send them videos of things for him to sort of get some practice of some play-by-play. By the way, he's had some submissions that were not safe for work. A man and a woman videos have been sent to him.
Oh,
People looking for the play-by-play of their sex life.
Wow.
By Joe Buck. Yeah, they've asked for that. He's requested that people stop sending him those videos. But it's funny. Zoe gave us some play-by-play today of the garbage man coming down his street. That was why he said that.
He said,
what are we looking at?
Garbage truck.
Oh.
Do you see it?
Yeah, we see it. Okay. We see it.
Oh, he's got to get out of the truck because I put extra bags on. He's pissed.
Where's the big arm that you get excited
right
about?
Right here.
So?
It goes up. There it goes.
Oh, look at that thing.
Look at that sucker, man.
Right up in the air, huh?
It was like, it reminds me of Goodfellas, like when they did that, the bodies came out, and that's, whoa, ho, 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 stop the press there.
So that one lifts it like way up over the front of the truck, huh?
Yeah. They might be listening to the show.
They must be.
He's waving. There he is. Yeah, he's waving. That's my man. Nice job, boys. Excellent. He is waving. That is awesome.
Now, tell me if he actually goes and picks up the trash of the other neighbors, or if
he's
just
great,
or if he just rushed over to your house.
I don't care if he runs over their damn mailbox. That guy's a winner right there. That's doing your job.
See if he stops at the next house.
He did. He stopped.
He did. All right. So this is just his part of the route.
Yes.
Yeah, that was worth it.
And you're listening to the show. How about that? Oh, you gotta love that.
Yeah, so it's so excited now.
So that made my day. That made my Monday. I'm hiding up here.
We're gonna wait for the mailman next.
This is great. I can't stop looking at the Hardy avatar thing. They've got to change this thing. I'd rather have your real face up there.
Like just a picture?
Yeah.
So can you request a special pickup? Like, do you have an appliance that needs to go, or maybe a couch?
Yes, I do.
A large item? Yeah, can you request it? I mean, not only for your benefit, because I know how much you love it, but for ours too, because I get a certain amount of joy watching someone else who is filled with joy. So just to see you that happy would make me happy.
That would be like that you should bring that back up during the Christmas season. That's really like what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
Is that what Christmas is all about?
The joy. The joy of the tis the season.
Oh, of an appliance pickup?
No, I mean, I do have an extra dishwasher I got to get rid of.
I'm sorry. You have an extra dishwasher?
Yeah, an older dishwasher that's still on the ground. I got to get rid of it. Sorry.
Oh, it's already disconnected. So, need to get rid of that. That's trash.
I can throw it in
the dumpster. How did they not haul that away when you got the new one?
Well, I grabbed the new one myself from Sears and I put it in.
Oh.
Simple.
That's impressive.
Simple.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't just slide it in there, though. That thing's tight. You got to put all the adjustments of the wheels and.
You got to grease it up a little bit on the sides.
Force that sucker in there without denting the front. Yeah. Get in there.
All right.
Well, you know where it gets tricky? When you start wiring it, because it's not a plug in. That thing's hardwired, baby. Don't mix up the wrong things. You find out about that real quick.
Yeah, don't cross the streams.
Yeah. Stuff starts smoking in there like, oh, okay. I did that once with a battery on my boat, and the whole battery started melting and catching on fire.
Did you cover that in your boating class last summer, how to do that correctly?
No, I don't touch that. These ones, you get right on it, go. These things are mint. Freedom Boat Club. That's right. That season's coming.
Boating class.
Freedom Boat Club says they're going this summer.
Do you have to renew your sort of
a refresher class? Yeah.
Your status with them?
I don't have to take the test over. I passed the test, but the on the water test, I think you need a refresher just to make sure you could read the buoys. Clever buoy.
So they're going to take you out again, and you're going to have to pass that test?
Yeah, you want to go? I'm going to do it out of Quincy again.
I'm going to pass.
That's a fun day, though. I get a couple beers. Let's go.
I don't think they're going to let you have the beers when you're taking the test.
They don't know we're going to have them.
A couple beers before we go. Well, get out of here. Okay. That's good, though.
Yeah, no drinking on a boat.
Oh, no? Ever?
No, mate. You know, sometimes, but you got to be careful.
No, sometimes you just got to be careful.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
What did they say in the class? Should you ever drink while operating the boat?
No, never.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you were
that's
like,
your answer.
Right.
Correct. Ahoy, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Ahoy. That's good, though. That means the warm weather is right around the corner. I think I'd rather go out on Dennis's boat. Dennis the engineer.
Yeah, then you're going to throw him off after like 10 minutes.
He's got a big boat.
He wears one of those weird captain shirts, like the white one. He looks like Captain Steubing in his white belt, his white pants.
He's probably got a lot of rules.
He does. No. He
can't
went over
touch.
With me. But he's like head of that whole yachting club thing they got going on down at Quincy River Yacht Club or whatever. But he said like $1.50 for sodas down there and cheap beer. So, he wants to try to get me to come down here sometime.
I bet there's like a lot of signs on his boat, Hardy.
Right.
Like don't do
everything
this.
You
don't
look
do
at, there's
Take
a sign about
off.
What
don't.
You can't do.
Right.
You know?
Like, who's going to have fun doing that?
Well, he's got one of those Brother P-Touch label makers that he went ahead and just put little instructions all over the place.
Yes.
No step here.
No, do not flip this switch.
Yeah.
You know? Do not turn the lights on before 4 p.m. Like, all
BYOTB, bring your own trash bag. Like, no. You got trash. Bring your own. Supply yourself.
I mean, I grew up in Michigan, and, you know, there's a ton of boats there and a ton of lakes, but I never really quite understood the whole no shoes in the boat thing.
Discuss
like,
it.
The first thing you got to do is go barefoot. It's a boat. Yeah. Like, isn't the interior, like, pretty much like a car interior? People don't have to take your shoes off when you get in a car.
Somebody's going to spill some or drop some, and then you're going to step on it. And it's like most sneakers have those black bottom shoes, and it really marks up a white boat. And
most sneakers have black bottoms?
Yeah. And it scuffs the boat, the white boat floor. And it's a bitch to get out. That's why they tell you to wear boat shoes. If you look at boat shoes, those Sperry's and stuff, they have white bottom soles. And you can wear those. Those are acceptable on a boat.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking off your shoes before you get in the car as like a new social norm. Yeah, I'll give you a ride, but you can't take them shoes off.
We're not going to be shaking hands anymore. We're going to be passengers in cars barefoot.
What was the gangster movie?
A lot of stuff is changing now.
Johnny Depp was like all wired up in the they had him mic'd up in the gangster movie, and the batteries were in his cowboy boots, and they went to the Chinese restaurant. The Japanese restaurant. He went to take his shoes off.
That's right. That's
what
Donnie
movie
Brasco.
Was that?
Donnie Brasco. Yeah.
Donnie didn't want to take his shoes off.
You know? All right. Do you think we're done shaking hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are.
That's going to be a big
thing. Like forever.
That's
the new thing. We're not shaking
hands.
Well,
I think what's going to happen is we're going to not shake hands for a while to the point where you're going to get out of the habit of shaking hands. Like, that's a hard habit to break, but it could be years before that becomes socially acceptable again.
You know what that is, too?
Like, and by then, you may not have the habit anymore.
Brady just give a little patterns. Remember
wave,
being the
little bow, something.
Remember Brady with the best buddy stuff and being around with all that stuff and some of the other stuff I do and the people
that dude, he hated shaking hands.
It's fist bump.
Oh, he would never do it.
It's elbow bump, fist bump. I'm like, what do you do? Germs.
Yeah.
Germs. I don't want to touch casino germs. Ugh.
I don't think he particularly loves great large crowds.
It's like Felger.
Yeah, I don't think he likes crowds. I'm serious. I think he's got some anxiety about crowds.
Yeah. But wouldn't you?
No. I mean, not the size crowds that we're talking about at those events. No.
You get a guy from Malton show up with a gold chain and a white tank top. Hey, what's up, man? You wicked pizza. Give me some
skin.
We'll
be back tomorrow at 10. We'll do this again. And Felger and Maz are coming your way next. Let's see what they have on tap. It's on your way right after these headlines. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.